BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Anthony Curcio. He went from football star to felon, spiralling down a hole of addiction, greed and excess. His story is so wild, it almost seems fake.
A creative getaway for a bank robber in Monroe.
It's like something out of a movie. A man steals a bag of money from an armored car here at this bank, but it's how he gets away that has everybody talking.
A hidden inner tube helps a local bank robber make his escape.
I'm the one who dubbed him DB Tuber.
911, what is your emergency?
Armed robbery.
Okay, what address?
Okay, he's running down. It's in Monroe.
The suburban dad successfully pulled off one of the most creative heists in U.S. history.
Are you behind the suspect right now?
Behind me, yeah, just probably got an inner tube plugged down the river.
And then he disappears, and we're like, where did he go?
It's kind of like an all-American ideal to be able to pull off something that is just so outrageous, so ambitious, so outlaw, and get away with it. He was kind of like a modern-day cowboy.
I am surprised that Anthony's alive. He was basically on a path that only had two destinations, really, a cell or a coffin.
If I was robbing armored car again, I don't think the experience of robbing the first one would actually do anything to, like, chill me out. That level of adrenaline is a whole nother game.
From BBC Sounds and Radio 5 Live, this is Sport's Strangest Crimes. I'm Johnny Marr. Welcome to Friday Night Heists.